backbiting. And this is still under wrong words. Is it what? Avoid wrong words, which is under character building for leadership or for Christian leadership. Character building for leadership. Avoid wrong words. And today we are looking at backbiting. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 15. If you can open your scriptures to Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 15. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 15. Let's read together. Ready, go. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Okay. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. And the Lord did what? Heard it. Mm-hmm. Verse 3. Now Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Moses was very what? Meek. Meek. It means that he was vexed with power. He had the authority, but he wouldn't wield his authority in front of you all the time. But he's slow, right? Yeah, it's what? Still slow. But meek, Ojo. Okay, Ojo. Meek. All right. When even you are speaking against him, he's just there. He's just there. So that's for pastor there. When people are doing things, he won't say anything. Then he's just there looking at him. Oh, you have an advocate, amen. You have an advocate. Even Moses, who divided the Red Sea, he was meek. Tell your neighbor, don't use force. Because you have an advocate. So let's see who Moses' advocate was. Verse 4, let's read. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. Okay. So, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, what? Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I'll speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not, what, afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Before I continue, everybody put your finger on your lips. Put your finger on your lips. From 2021, your lips will speak right in the name of Jesus. Amen. You must speak right. Every wrong kind of words or negative confessions, it must not come from these lips. In the name of Jesus. So let's continue. What is backbiting? Backbiting is malicious talk about someone who is not present. So you see two factors there. The first factor is malicious talk. Malicious talk is a kind of talk characterized by malice or intending to do harm. Malicious talk is a kind of talk which intends to do harm. And that is the first factor in backbiting. Malicious talk, harmful talk about someone, targeted at somebody. And the second factor is in the absence of the person. In the absence of a person. As we're talking about people, we always talk about people. You want to employ somebody. You have a discussion with your team, right? Or the HR. You discuss about whoever you are selecting, right? Are you talking about somebody? Yes. Was the person there when you were discussing the person? So the main element there is malicious talk. Say after me, malicious talk. Harmful talk. So there's an intention behind the talk. They're talking about the person. There's an intention. So what were the intentions of Miriam and Aaron saying these things about Moses? Because he had married an Ethiopian woman. And look at what he said. Had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? Hey. And the Lord heard it. These are some of the reasons why people backbite, and we'll see how to deal with them. Number one, as a form of release after a confrontation, So your pastor or your boss confronted you about a situation. The moment he left, then you started talking to your colleagues there. That's what I mean. This workplace there, I'll leave. That boss is too wicked. Then you start talking about him. You didn't realize, but it was because of the confrontation, he confronting you. So now you releasing that emotionally, you started talking to your other colleagues as a way to release that. But it is not right. Amen. You must have rule over your spirit. You must be careful whatever you say. Right? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Job 18:21. It's very important. You need to be careful. So when your authority rebukes you, don't go and rebel by backbiting with other people. In the midst of a rebuke, be very careful about the things you say. What do you say? Thank you very much. You rather sit down and ponder over what you have been rebuked about to ensure that you don't do that, you don't repeat it again. There's one fact, a key thing about wise people, they increase in learning. When you rebuke them, they rather learn from it so that they won't repeat. They won't go rather as a way to hit back or as a way to release, going to backbite against the leader. All right. Amen. Sometimes even amongst friends, you realize that one friend did something against the other. Now, before I realize this one, because he or she is offended at it, now backbiting with other friends concerning this friend. To release as a way of release. No, but you must have rule over your spirit. Number two, as a means to destroy an opponent while winning others onto one side. Reason two, as a means to destroy an opponent while winning others onto one side. And sometimes people do this one without even processing properly. If you like a certain guy, you don't need to destroy him to all the ladies. Another word for backbiting is defaming, to defame somebody. So you make him infamous. You defame him in front of all the other ladies so that, okay, now he's all yours. Yes, you go then. So you clear the others with your backbiting and you go in for the kill. God have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy. And these things, like I said, sometimes we don't take time to process. You know, sometimes we don't take time to process. But you later look at the whole thing and you see it in play. Okay? So, what happens is that the backbiting starts, and then, before you realize, now people are leaving. So you are destroying an opponent while winning others onto your side. So another way by which that happens is that because you want others to side with you, you destroy those with the other opinion. For example, the choir says that we are wearing a uniform. Now the uniform, the skirt and blouse, and then what are some of the other, what? There's the dress, and there's a skirt and blouse. There's dress, and then there's skirt and blouse. Now, because you want skirt and blouse, and then your leader has said that we are going with dress, the way to get people to side with you and get the... And when your authority says it's dress. There's nothing you can do about it. So why are you going about telling people, say, as for this leader there, he doesn't listen. When you say, you don't even think it's skirt and blouse. Then the other person to say, me cry, I was thinking same. So before you realize there's a revolt, there's what? Revolt within the choir. Because one person has been backbiting around, destroying the leader with an intention to, and sometimes you haven't processed it well, but when you look at it carefully, the whole intention was to get people to side with you to wear skirt and blouse. But now you are destroying him and making him look irresponsible, as if the decision he or she has taken is an irresponsible one. Therefore, yours is the better one. This is a very bad spirit. And very often it happens subconsciously, but we are getting wiser. Amen? Amen. The enemy cometh but has nothing in me. We are not ignorant of the enemy's devices. There were times that we would look past and we would just overlook, but right now we are wiser. Hello? So you are learning this as a leader so that when you see it happening in your department, you stop it right there and kick every agent of backbiting or any backbiting out. Hallelujah. Praying against it, kicking the agents too out. Because it must not continue. Number three. As a means to communicate one's displeasure in an environment. People backbite as a means to communicate their displeasure in an environment. One dangerous thing to do is to speak against an environment. Don't destroy an environment before you leave there. Don't destroy, what, please say it after me. Don't destroy an environment before you leave there. Rabba kaba bo shaba rabba kaza yande de de abba kaba. By the grace of God, I have served not only in one church since I was born. When I was young, I grew up in a church for the purpose of recording. I don't know how far this is traveling, so I'm not going to mention names. But I grew up in a church. After university, I had a friend asking me to come and help their ministry. So I was helping them, and my pastor released me. I went there, and then I was with that ministry. Hello? When I left this place from A to point B, I never went to destroy A to B. From B, I went to C. C, it was work. Work took me to C. And when I went, and B, pastor released me, I went to C to go and work. When I went to C, I never destroyed B and or A to C. Please, do you understand? When you are leaving an environment, tell your neighbor, don't destroy it. Don't destroy it. Don't destroy the place. Don't backbite. And I'll give you room for questions when I close. So, don't backbite. If you are not happy or you are not satisfied, talk to the leadership. If you are not happy about something, speak to the leadership. And I believe that any wise leader will appreciate your suggestion or will appreciate whatever you are bringing up. And why these things, I'm saying, speak to the leadership, is that sometimes you don't even know why something is being done in a certain way. You don't know. You didn't ask any question. Then you go and tell your friend, I mean, ask for me this way. I don't like the way they do this thing. I just don't like it. Then the person, you get a seconder. Me, I see me thinking same crowd. That's then you continue. That's why me cry. I even want to stop, but you are there. Then the other one to continue. Hey, one day when you are not somewhere, let your name. You see, a good name is better. It's better than riches. A good name, money cannot buy. And sometimes just having a good name is just by shutting your mouth. Shutting your mouth and controlling the things that your mouth say, and it will preserve your good name. That's why it says that a fool is known by his many words. A fool is known by his many words. So if you can just control your lips a bit, you preserve your good name. Why must this be said that and you said this and that? No. Leave a legacy wherever you are by the grace of God. Leave a legacy there that when you are not there, your children one day, if they appear there, they'll say, oh, there was a certain man and a certain woman here. And it will even open doors for your children. Hello? To open doors for them. Some of you started with glory. So you think, No. Years later, you don't know. Years later, it may be our children by the grace of God. And they'll mention your name. But what are they going to say about you? Maybe you are one of the people who just passed through. You passed through for God to teach you and to raise you to be able to do certain things according to his plan and his purposes. So when one day your name is mentioned, what are the things that will be attached to your name? And I believe that after this teaching, if you need to apologize to God or apologize to any ministry or anybody that you know, you call them and say that, please, I am sorry. Forgive me. Hello? Backbiting is not right. It's not right. As a means to communicate one's pleasure in an environment, it must end today in the name of Jesus. If you have an issue, talk to the leadership. Get explanations from the leadership. Or if you cannot, the same way you came, you can feel free to go. Or is God an author of confusion? Hallelujah. Don't draw conclusions and pollute others with a backbiting tongue. Don't draw conclusions. Ask questions. If you don't understand something, and don't pollute others with a backbiting tongue. Bridle your tongue. Bridle your tongue. Number four, as a means to preserve dominance and sometimes to usurp power. As a means to preserve dominance and sometimes to usurp power. In the kingdom of God, we are all servants. We are all servants. Some people always like to be controlling in an environment. So when they get there, before I realize they are elder, they are getting close. They are getting close. When you close, you want to see pastor. They want to see pastor. You see, they can't be an environment without influencing the environment. So every environment, when they end, the moment they join the choir, before I realize, they and the choir leader, when we close, after meeting, then they will call. They'll call the choir leader. Oh, I think that this choir is a very, very good place. And even I'm just happy God brought me here. I have some suggestions so that we'll make the place better. There is nothing new under the sun, amen. What at all are you searching for? What at all will you do on this earth that no man has done before? So tell your neighbor that we are all in here to serve. So don't bring controlling desires and dominance things. No. Don't bring it. Be there to serve. Obeying and following instructions by the grace of God. So anybody who is naturally controlling, you need to be very careful. So that every time you make sure that you bridle your tongue in those areas. Product of an inferiority complex, number 5. Backbiting. It's a product of an inferiority complex. People start using their mouth negatively the moment they start feeling inferior. Inferior. They start backbiting the moment they feel inferior because they feel, for example, they were the best in the choir. Now, some new breed have come around. And when they sing, they don't even know what else. they've met their meter, as Sam put it. Wow. The competition is keen. Very, very, very hard. So now, the only way to survive is you just go like, oh, as for those new soprano singers, oh, look at them. They are not serious. They feel that they think that you can use voice. But what should they use? What were you using? what were you using? You are using your voice to sing. Day to day, come. Now you are saying that it's not the inferiority complex. May it flee your life in the name of Jesus. If you have understanding, inferiority complex will not be an issue in your life. Because you understand that everybody has an area of operation. The sky is big, all the birds are flying, and nobody is having problems. So no matter how big the choir is, some people, when the choir is increasing in number, yesterday it was 3, now it is 50. Then no, they feel like, oh, every time, then they have a discussion with the music director. Please, the choir, me, I want to stop. Oh, why do you want to? Oh, so right now we are playing tea. Why? Why? Why are you stopping? Even in relationships, some people, with their friends, when there's no money, the moment Akosua starts making money, then now Akwele, when Akosua is saying that, oh, let's go to church, oh, you take the lead. You take the lead. Feeling inferior because now Akosua is making so much. See, Akwele is not making that much. Even Akosua doesn't have a problem. Doesn't have a problem. But you are feeling inferior. Then now you are backbiting. Now you are telling Janet that Akosua, she's too known. And she's sleeping around with money and doing this, that. Her money, the source of her money is not genuine. Ask your sister. Sister, why? Why? Hallelujah. Today we bind every spirit of inferiority complex in the name of Jesus. When there was no money and you were friends, when money comes, the relationship should even be better. Glorifying God the more in Jesus' name. So no room for backbiting. What? No room for backbiting. Hallelujah. Effects of backbiting. It causes anger and hatred amongst friends. Effects of backbiting. Number 1. It causes anger and hatred amongst people. So whether friends, whether it's a leadership board, whether it's a team, it just causes anger and hatred. You see, and all is back the backbiter, because today he or she will say it about A. You may think that it's only you that encourages yours to be. So now A is angry with B without B knowing. B is angry with A without knowing. And so you can come for a service today. Everybody is smiling, laughing. Just 7 days, meet again, and then you realize the whole place is cold. Cold, and you don't know what has happened. Oh, something happened. The enemy sowed tares amongst the wheat, and it was you. He used the backbiter. Because he called one person. Hey, today at church, you are not smiling. Why? Is everything okay? Oh, or is that a lady here? Don't mind her. I mean, I don't think she get, oh, then you also get supporter. Hallelujah. From today onwards, if you, after one service, if the next service you experience some cold attitude, just ask the person. Ask the person that, what happened? What happened? Is everything okay? What happened? You speak to me. Is everything okay? We must not give room for backbiting. Amen. Number two, it opposes God's presence. And this one is terrible. Backbiting opposes God's presence. Backbiters cannot dwell in God's presence. That's why some choirs can be singing. You can't feel. You hear all the parts. You hear all the parts, but you can't tell the difference between that one and Hip Life. Because Hip Life, you hear the parts. This one, you hear all the nice beats, the keyboard is playing, and you hear all, but you can't sense the presence of God. Because fighting, backbiting here and there. Psalm 15, verse 1 to 3, the Lord. It says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. When you are a minister of God, never backbite. You can discuss issues, but attacking people personally, stay away from it. When you have an issue against somebody, try your best to speak to them face to face or speak to their authorities to address the matter for you. But don't go and speak to their colleagues, destroying them to their colleagues. Please, do you understand? Aso, are you here? Three, backbiting fights organizational growth, especially the church. Backbiting, it fights organizational growth. And especially the church, because the enemy uses it as a weapon against the church. Satan uses it as a weapon against church leadership. Because when people in there, they go and destroy, they defame you, the pastor. The next time you're even teaching, people, would they listen? Even when God has given you a word that will change their lives, they are not listening because there's a backbiter in there destroying. So backbiting is very dangerous in the house of God because, you see, God takes it very personal. And that's why in Moses' case, he came in there. He came in there, he says in verse 2, Numbers 12, verse 2. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? He said, and the Lord heard it. God heard it. And then now he came in to deal with the matter. When you go down to verse 13, because Miriam was now cursed with leprosy, that Moses now in verse 13 had to pray unto God, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. Because of one backbiter, the whole church was at a standstill for 7 days because of one backbiter. And she was speaking from the position of, I know, Moses is my little brother. When you know the history, when Moses was put in a basket, who was watching? Miriam was the one watching. So Moses was Miriam's baby brother. Aaron too, he too is big brother. When God sent Moses and Moses said that, I'm afraid to go and speak in front of Pharaoh. And then Moses said, I'll find you a linguist. And then he brought Aaron, Moses's, he too came into the picture. So these people were coming from a position of titles and relationship, but biting based on that. Sometimes some people feel that, when I'm close to the pastor, then they are saying things. And I'm teaching you that because God takes it personal. Look, God takes it personal. You may think that it's just there. Oh, it's nothing. Please, God doesn't see it that way. And that's what we are going to pray right now. If you've ever done anything like that anywhere, you need to pray and ask God. Because you are not God's servant's judge. He is the judge over them. He sends them. He has the capacity to do whatever he wants to do with them. Hello. And so especially for things in the house of God, we are going to pray right now. Close your eyes with me. Malicious talk about someone who is not present. Malicious talk about someone who is not present. Harmful talk about someone who is not present. To defame your boss, your pastor, your authority, your dad, when he's not present, with a harmful, talking with a harmful agenda to destroy that person, for the person to lose certain favors, for the person to be seen in a bad light. You are praying right now that God, if I've ever done such against any of your servants, please forgive me in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. There is no perfect servant. There is no perfect leader. But don't backbite. Don't backbite. Don't backbite against them in the name of Jesus. Don't hurt them with harmful statements behind their back. Don't destroy their ministries with hurtful statements behind their back. In the name of Jesus. Anytime that you've ever done that, ask the Lord right now for mercy. For mercy, for mercy, for mercy, for mercy, for mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I didn't know. Today I know better. Please have mercy upon me. Even times I did without knowing. Times I may have done it out of hate. Times I may have just done it out because I just wanted to bear with somebody else. But today I know better. In the name of Jesus. Anytime in my life I've allowed backbiting to take the lead, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Yaman do rede bo jeme de ama kabala de ama yende de aba kabala de aba zema yende de ama kobala de aba yaba jema yende de ama. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Rema mazon do de ama mende de ama da de ande de ama. Kebala la la de ama yende de ama la 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 ma mayan do 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 jime ne de ama yende mayan de de ama The spirit of backbiting, cast it out, 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 out of our midst, any spirit of backbiting, in the name of Jesus. Kabarababu Jamalada de Ama Ibede de Ama Kabalada da da Bazande de 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 Kaba. You have no place in our midst. Amen. De 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 Bo Kabalada da da ba Jemayande de Ande de Aba Kabalada de Ama Zande de Amalada de Ama. No room for backbiting in the name of Jesus. No room for backbiting in the name of Jesus. Resist the enemy and he shall flee. Resist the enemy, he shall flee. Submit yourselves unto God. Resist the enemy and he shall flee. In the name of Jesus, resist any spirit of backbiting. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of my life, out of this ministry, in the name of Jesus, out of my life, out of my life, out of my life. Rakababo Shemere Amazandere Amaha Ikebere Amalare Amaha. I will not lose my promotion because of backbiting in the name of Jesus. I will not lose my spiritual promotion because of backbiting in the name of Jesus. Zaman Kabarababo Shebere Ama Rema Mazondo Rodo Zebere Amalare Ama. Amayandere amayandere amalare amazandere amayandere amaladadadaba Jimayandodododododode amalare andere ama. Asking the Lord for wisdom. Wisdom to rise above any backbiting in any environment. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom. Ask for the spirit of wisdom in Jesus' name. Oh. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Teach me when to speak, Lord. Teach me when to keep quiet, Lord. Teach me to speak like a king. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Rimasan no robo shamaya nerebe. Shimaya nerebe. That my adversaries cannot withhold, nor my adversaries go against say. Kabarababo shemaya ne. As we close, yeah, 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 you we can do nothing. Praname Shemuma. Please lift up your hands as we sing. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Lord, for the spirit of wisdom that he's filled you with wisdom, your life will not be the same from today onwards, in the name of Jesus. Just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Yedawasio, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. From today, we'll not speak as we used to speak, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Banabe shewu mama, banabe shewu mama. We thank you every offering we brought today, whatever mobile money, whether in envelopes. We thank you that you are blessed in the name of Jesus. A week from today, we'll be richer than we've ever been. In the name of Jesus. We thank you as it's spoken into the atmosphere. It is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Let's take our seat.